So, who are you? What do you do? And how long have you been doing it?
So, my name is Bo Brown. I'm 66 years old. I was a political prisoner for 8 years. In the late 70s, I got out. Well, late 70s, I got out in 86. I did time for bank robbery, associated with the George Jackson Brigade, which was an underground revolutionary organization in the Pacific Northwest, based in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And what I do now is I'm working currently with Families with a Future, which is about to become a new nonprofit in the Bay Area. And myself and my sister Ida McRae are working with 10 women, mm-hmm. All of whom have done more than 20 years. Mm-hmm. Three of them for killing their abuser, and none of them are white. Mm-hmm. And we have a little program that's actually originated through Ida's job is working for the Women's Resource Center, which is connected to the San Francisco County Jail. Mm-hmm. And we meet with them every 2 weeks. We're actually there 2 days a week in case anybody wants to stop in. Well, she's there every day, but I'm there 2 days a week. And we... Women have so little... Mm-hmm. And resources compared to men that they don't have clothes, they don't have food, mm-hmm. When you're locked up that long, you can't just come home and understand what the hell the BART train is, you know, because mm-hmm. the BART train didn't exist before you went to prison. So we have, Ida gets food at this place. There's a group called SAGE. I don't remember exactly what that stands for, but they get leftover food from a series of kind of bougie-ass restaurants in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And we get it delivered there twice a week. And I think it's enough for, usually it's enough for about 3 or 4 days of food.
Okay.
And it might be anything from, like, we had goat the other day. Mm-hmm. Women said, what the fuck does goat taste like? Here, taste this. So I brought a bunch of containers, and we got plastic forks and spoons and stuff like that. People can eat there. We also encourage them to take food with them, because mm-hmm. my number one rule is no one is allowed to be hungry. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's so expensive to live in San Francisco. Two of the women went the other day. They can live. Oh, get off me! one of them. There's two. There's two sets. Okay, you can edit this out. One is living with her sister, who took care of her kids while she was in prison. Mm-hmm. 9 people are now living in a 1-bedroom apartment. Mm-hmm. Well, she's trying to get out of that apartment. She's not on parole any longer, which is good, because else she could not live with her sister, who is also on GA. Two women went and looked at a 1-bedroom apartment in San Francisco the other day. It was $4,000 a month.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, affordable housing is not a reality.
And tell me why you think this work is important.
Because these women have no idea where they are. Mm-hmm. Well, especially for the ones who are the battered women, because they were under the old law. When they put in a battered women's defense clause in the state of California in the criminal codes or whatever the hell you call that, they did not make that retroactive. Mm-hmm. These women today would only be doing maybe 10 years. Mm-hmm. One of them's done 26, one of them's done 24, one of them did 18. The one who did 18 was 17 years old when she went to prison. Now she's 35. Mm. She does not even know how to live as an adult in this world. A lot of them actually have girlfriends. Mm-hmm. More than, probably half of them. Mm-hmm. They don't want to live with men anymore. Mm-hmm. Which is also an interesting phenomenon. Mm. They just don't, you know.
Yeah.
Too much trauma.
Yeah. Now, what sort of suggestions do you have for those folks who do prisoner support work? Like, what strategies or directions would you like to see folks take in the future?
Well, I would like to see people who are working with long-term offenders, mm-hmm. not to try to run their lives. Mm-hmm. These women are not stupid. They've lived together in the knifers unit, many of them, for 20 plus years. They know each other. They have respect for each other. Mm-hmm. And they've taken every program that the prison had to offer. They could teach mm-hmm. the classes, actually. Mm-hmm. What they don't know is what planet they're on. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing that happens a lot is people want to kind of like take them over and make mm-hmm. them their children, kind of. Mm-hmm. These are grown women. Only thing you need to say to them is thank you for taking out the trash. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I could not be there to help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, so a follow-up question on that is, it seems like you're saying for folks who are doing prisoner support work that they really need to take the lead from prisoners themselves.
Yes.
And so how might they do that? What are some suggestions you have?
Take them to the store. Give them money. Feed them. Get them clothes. They don't have clothes. They don't have clothes.
All right. And as you may know, on September 9th, prisoners across the states are organizing and trying to have a national mobilization. So some of them are doing it in the form of hunger strikes,
yes,
some of them
yes.
are doing work stoppages, and solitary confinement.
Right.
And so, first off, what do you think the outcome of that is going to be?
Well, depends on how long they can maintain it. Mm-hmm. So the state is going to ignore them in the beginning. They just always think prisoners are weak pieces of shit. Mm-hmm. But if they can do it a long time, and these prisoners are pretty smart by now, they've done this a lot, mm-hmm. you know, they just like when you're sick in prison, you sign your medical stuff over to somebody, mm-hmm. you can do that when you're getting ready to go on a hunger strike.
Yeah.
Because they're going to try to force feed them. They tried that last time.
Yep.
And they killed somebody. Because if you struggle and that tube perforates your esophagus, you're dead. Mm-hmm. They're not going to go in there and fix that.
mm-hmm. And so what can we do now as supporters to help aid that mobilization to get
set
more
up
support?
Your networks now? You got a couple months to do that, right? Mm-hmm. So when they say go, you can go and follow the direction of the prisoners. It's not your strike. It's their strike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, use your little websites. Use your, like, you guys got the fancy computer. You got the communication system.
Right.
That's your job, mm-hmm. I think. Just get the word out there.
Yeah.
You know, put it in the world. Put it on YouTube. Put it on whatever the hell. Send it around the world. Because there's already a lawsuit, I believe, if I remember correctly. I think there's a lawsuit I think Dennis Cunningham and them are working on a lawsuit that has to do around long-term solitary confinement and conditions and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I find more information about that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, use your information. Use your, mm-hmm. this is your tool. This is your power right here, this computer. Mm-hmm. You guys know how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some prisoners know how to do that, but most of them do not.
Yeah.
You know, if they got $400 or $500 to pay some guard to bring them a cell phone, they can learn how to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is what happened in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And tell me why you think it's important to take the lead from prisoners.
Because it's their world. Mm-hmm. It's their oppression, not yours. It's their pain, not yours. You're an ally. You're not a prisoner. Mm-hmm.
How can we include prison populations that might not already be involved in these nationwide struggles?
They need to have the information so that mm-hmm. they can make a choice about what they want to do where they live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. So a lot of them don't have access to the information.
Right. And what about fostering resistance in places where people think resistance doesn't happen, like women's prisons, detention centers for undocumented folks?
Well, it happens in women's prisons. Women in Chowchilla had a small hunger strike last time. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is that when women do stuff, it doesn't get any attention.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when Attica happened, there were women all over this country who went shut down for a day, the day mm-hmm. after Attica. But people don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
In Vicki Law's book, there's a few incidents of that, where she mm-hmm. talks about that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, and for the new person who might be listening, how can someone new get involved in prisoner support
work? Find out who's doing prison support work where you live, in your area. Read these websites. Hook up with people.
Mm-hmm.
You have to search. You have to work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to just fall from the sky on your head.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or be in your ice cream cone as a surprise or something. Boo, here I am.
Cool. Is there anything else that you'd like to add, maybe to the new person, or just anything else about prisoner support work that you think is important?
Well, I think the other thing that needs to happen, especially around women, is women have no resources. None. Like, these women don't have shoes. They don't have underwear. Mm-hmm. They don't have socks. They don't have bras. They don't have shit.
Mm-hmm.
They give them $200, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
How far is $200 going to last you in a world that you just dropped into?
In some states, they don't give them any money.
They don't give them any money?
Right. Uh-uh. No. In Colorado, I don't know the cost, but I know it's much less than $200.
Mm.
And in other states, it's zero.
I know. Maybe it's even based on how much time you did. I don't know.
Mm.
I mean, in California, for the long termers, they're supposed to get $200. But one of these women that we were just talking about, she went out to court and got, and so she didn't have any money. They didn't send her property, anything, because she was on a court out.
Mm-hmm.
She was not going home, but when she went to the court, the judge modified her sentence and said, okay, 26 years is enough. We're letting you go today.
Mm-hmm.
She had nothing. She had nothing. You cannot be in the Bay Area with nothing. That's, you know, Families of the Future is going to be a new nonprofit. We'll be looking for donations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one of the things that me and Ida do is we try to, well, one, we feed them.
Mm-hmm.
And we hustle all our friends for socks and food and whatever the hell we can get. But if we had a little fund where we could give them $100 every couple months and actually take them shopping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not tell them to buy, but take them shopping.
Right. And do you have a website or?
We're going to be building one pretty soon.
Okay.
All that's in process.
So again, look for families for a future?
Families with a future.
With a future. Yeah. All right.
And when we get that, we'll give that to you guys and you can put that up on your website.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be great. All right. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.